John's, Between the Clock and the Bed, 1981. John's three monumental paintings, called Between the Clock and the Bed, constitute perhaps his most direct reference to Munch's impact on his art. The paintings were executed between 1981 and 83, and form the grand finale of John's enduring work with crosshatching. Each painting consists of three panels, with each their own set of rules and rhythms, the crosshatching forming a continuity that connects them together. As a whole, the three paintings, two of which are on view here, constitute a complex exploration of the affinities and dissimilarities of unique and repeated patterns. This painting, which John started working on in 1982 and finished the next year, is the third and last of the series. Why has John's named these abstract paintings after Munch's self-portrait? The title seems to imbue them with a specific meaning, or at least summon notions of something figurative. John's had seen Munch's paintings for the first time at the New York Exhibition in 1950, and again in Washington in 1978. John Ravenel, curator of John's plus Munch, explains, "Surrounded by examples of his work positioned between symbols of mortality, Munch offers an image of the artist on the cusp of a great transition." It is not surprising that John's, already engaged with Munch's work for several years and on the cusp of his own great transition, found in this complex painting a way to signal the end of an entire phase of his work and cross a threshold into new territory, figuration.